Thanks for listening to the Go Live Kenyo podcast, where we talk about social media, entrepreneurship, lifestyle, anything else. And I love to interview different guests, and you get to spend some time with me. Kenyo. Kenyo. Your favorite. Kenyo. Okay. Let's see. Mr. Composition is actually right here with me. Say what's up, Mr. Composition.
Dabtro Creations, Project Forward, Idea Parties, Rest, Work Up, Work Out, Mother Flippin', what?
Yeah, so you guys see, this is why you listen to the Go Live Kenyo podcast. And yeah, you'll notice by the second time listening to this that this is my official intro. So thanks for checking it out. Subscribe to everything he just said.
Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes for free. And then if you want to level up and be a super part of Project Forward and Go Live with Kenyo and all the crazy things that we create, go to projectforward.tv and just click sign up right there on the page. Pay the $20 a month. Thank you.
Paying your dues. What does it mean to pay dues? That's what this episode is about. I hope you enjoy it. I'm recording this intro on the patio of a lovely Starbucks, so you might notice some Starbucks sounds. But anyway, this is just my experience paying dues, and it's hopefully going to help you realize that whatever you're doing, maybe you're putting in time to get the experience to make you good enough to be able to create value that you're able to use to increase your lifestyle. So I really hope that you listen to this and it touches you and you share it with someone else who's going through some processes and paying some dues, as they like to call it. Thank you so much for checking this out. Hope you enjoy this. Keep listening. What's up? Wanted to make this video to talk about something I think every artist should know, and every entrepreneur has to know. You don't have a choice if you're an entrepreneur. It's all about paying your dues, okay? And realizing that paying your dues, it doesn't feel like anything if you're following your passion, but that doesn't mean you're going to not have to do it, okay? So you might as well follow your passion, because you might not make it through if you're not passionate enough to go through all the steps and the periods that it takes to get to where you really want. I've been blogging. You might know me right now. I'm a poet. I've been writing poetry since I was 18. And I still don't consider poetry my hustle, because poetry comes so naturally to me. It's a form of expression, and I love to share it. More so just because I love getting the feedback from people who it also touches, because it means so much to me when I write a poem. Like, honestly, it's my number one encounter with beauty in my life. So, like, to be able to share that with someone else, poetry is never gonna, I'm probably paying my dues, but I don't even know that I'm paying my dues, because I feel like my dues are paying me when it comes to poetry. But with entrepreneurship, that I've always been very ambitious about. You know, you don't start a business because necessarily you like businesses. You think businesses are cool. Maybe there's a little bit of that, and I do think businesses are cool. And since starting businesses and trying to start businesses and do things, I found out that I actually really just enjoy building businesses. Like, I do it out of, like almost entertainment. Like, not entertainment, but I'm passionate about it. I love to see a business succeed. But it takes a long time. But because I think I'm passionate, it helped me go through it. But I've been blogging since before I've been writing what I considered poems, actually. I've been blogging, and I started my first website. I don't remember my first website, but let me say the first website that I remember was called Cujo.com. This was back in the day. C-U-G-O-U. In my mind, it was short for Culture Journey. That was my first website. Even that one I designed a few different times, and then I had, you know, I started reaching out to people. Anyway, that was my first experience. Since then, I've had successful blogs. I was able to sell a blog in 2010. Because I was young and I was in a different frame of mind, and I wanted to start something that was more me. And so I started another blog after that one in 2011. After I sold that blog in 2010, I started one immediately around 2010. And then I ran that up until, and it changed names, and I ran that up until about 2015. It started as independent-blog. It was cool. I was lucky to get that username. But anyway, I'm saying all this to say that I spent a long time blogging. And, you know, anything that I understand about blogging or websites now, it was nothing but just, like, the action of building and learning how to build it. And even though there's been a lot of successes on that way, they weren't enough to really justify what I was doing, you know, for the hours that I was putting in. And that's what paying your dues is. That's why people call it paying your dues, because you're giving more value than you're getting monetarily. You're putting in a lot of energy, and I put a lot of energy in, but, you know, I think it's weird to expect someone else to pay you to go to school. That's how I look at it now. And, I was in school, I was learning. Sure, I was doing some good stuff. I had my AdSense on there, so, you know, I learned how to start generating money through AdSense. I made my mistakes on there. I tried to stick with pure just blogging for too long, because, you know, I wasn't in a niche enough. So with independent blog, thinking back, I should have jumped on to YouTube a lot faster. I did towards the end, but I should have jumped on it a lot faster. And then other websites I've worked on with other people, they all taught me something, but it's been years. We're in 2018 now, so that means I've been blogging for about probably like 10 plus years. And, you know, my website right now is the most successful, well, it'll soon be, and I'm just talking monetarily, it'll soon be the most successful website. Well, no, it'll take a little while to get there, but it's on track to be one of my favorite websites, and I'm happy for that. And I just want you guys to really settle in and enjoy paying your dues. It's going to take a while, but if you find your passion, it'll be easy as hell. See ya. Every day I wake up, I wanna please you. Oh my love, please give me a redo. I won't tell another lie that you can see through. Waking up in the morning, it's the same thing. Coming at your neck with a cold bang. Hope we went in trouble when the phone rang. But man, this shit is killing me. Hello there. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that you come back to hear many more in the future. I did want to take a second to tell you about some new things I have cooking up. I'm doing workshops, and I'm talking about something very specific right now because I'm hoping that it will change somebody's life out there. And actually, I already have proof that it has, my life. And I'm getting good feedback from other people, so I appreciate that, and I appreciate you for listening to this podcast. The thing that I'm talking a lot about is time, attention, and energy. And all that how all that comes together so that you can just be you and live that balanced life that allows you to get what you like out of it. It's something that I'm learning a lot about, so it's more that I'm sharing my learning process. Anyway, in the meantime, here's a poem, one of many, from my poetry album, Acapella. I hope you enjoy it. It's on Bandcamp, a website for buying music. Check it out. Go to kinyo.bandcamp.com if you want to get the album. But here's this poem, one of many. I think someone knew I was afraid of taking over the world, so they made it easy to be quiet and keep things under wraps, which is good for me and you, because on quiet nights like this, I'm not afraid of the lights, of this long life to live, and the little bit of sun I'll see. In my almost 300,000 days, I'll sleep them all away. A dream never hurt anyone. I hope it stays easy and quiet so we can continue dodging the fire. My, oh my, how the gun is getting hot. The bullets are lining up. My favorite places are known by everyone. I'm a sun, 1 in 7 billion, given my small slice. Are there other planets like this one? Other islands in space I can have all to myself? It's easy to be quiet here, dodging the bullets. The barrel is heating to red. The waves are set in motion. The people are getting louder. Why do they all think together? It's easy to be quiet, but these fools I share my quiet with are so loud and dumb.